we go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, no more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. All right, so, Sherlyn Barnes, how many questions will I ask in this morning since the survey?
12.
12, okay. Sibby?
9 questions, Darren.
Mm-hmm, okay. Ramiz?
16 questions.
I like your tenacity. Okay, producer Brad?
39.
There are. You actually just take
30, 50 new teams.
Again, you guys just don't care anymore.
I'm covering the top.
39.
Yeah.
Right. There's actually never been 39 questions.
What's the most you've ever gone to?
20 odd. 20 something.
Really?
Okay. But hey, now's the time to break a record. Ramiz, realistically, the most optimistic at 16. All right. Again, there's no prizes for you guys, so I get why you are disillusioned.
It's
however,
okay.
You know what we're going to do at the end of the year? We're going to spin the wheel for next week, Monday. One of you, if you get it right, you'll get to spin the wheel for you. You'll get your own little prize. How's that?
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We've never did that.
And you know what? We still have those snook. Remember from a couple years ago? The snook never went anywhere. They're still in the freezer somewhere. We took it off. I don't know. What's the lifespan of snook in the freezer?
I don't think anything can go for more than a year, can it?
I thought the limit does not exist.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You thought it's safe if it's in the freezer.
Yeah, check your freezer, Brad. I don't know because it's the rule that I knew that things shouldn't be in your freezer longer than 3 months.
What's the point of a freezer then?
Yeah, I got problems.
You know what's the biggest problem? Is when you get a chest freezer.
Like
one that you put in the garage.
Yeah.
Because there's meat in there. I've got dinosaur meat in there, my chest freezer, I swear. I've got some Tyrannosaurus Rex T-bones.
Because you just keep burying that meat with more meat.
Yeah, you just keep putting on top, you know. You know, I've gotten so lazy. I saw it on Saturday. I went to go pull something out there. I actually had the packet from the butchery. I just stick the whole packet in there. I don't even unpack the individual bits of meat. I just chuck the whole packet in there. Dase, lekker. Till next time. Okay. Here is this census survey. Now, this is where I phone up an unsuspecting victim, ask them a random bunch of questions, key questions, critical questions for the sake of our nation, and we see how far we get until they get annoyed and they just put the phone down. Here is the census survey.
Welcome to
Skinner's
office. How's it
come? I direct your call. Good morning, sir. I'm agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple of questions for your country. It won't take more than 5 seconds.
Okay.
So, what time of day do you switch from coffee to wine?
I don't know. 6 o'clock.
Do you know that picturing your organs pulsating under your skin is a pretty stressful way to go to sleep?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you do all things in moderation unless no one is looking?
Sometimes.
Do you think twins ever realize that one of them was not planned?
No. I don't think so.
Why is it weird to tell somebody in public that you had sex, but okay to tell somebody in public that you're pregnant? And they'll even congratulate you.
Is that because sex is something that's private? You don't just say it out loud.
How much money do you save on teeth whitening by just not smiling?
You can't save money on that if you're not smiling.
Do you know to never trust someone who runs for fun?
Who runs for fun? I didn't know that.
Should there be only one greatest dad shirt and guys should have to kill the previous owner to wear it?
No, there shouldn't be. Yeah, no.
Are you aware that dogs enjoy belly rubs because you're actually rubbing their nipples?
Whoa!
I I'm not a whisper. I never think of those things. I'm not a whisper. Because I don't have a dog, so...
Is the hardest part of becoming an atheist remaining quiet when someone sneezes?
Yeah. I think so.
So, can you tell me a word that starts with an F and ends with a K? People do it as much as possible. Here's another clue. And they get great pleasure from it. Some people do it first thing in the morning. Some people prefer to do it last thing at night. Some even do it at work.
Isn't it
Sir, that's disgusting. The answer is Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Oh, yeah, truly.
Is sunscreen just cologne for gingers?
I'm not too sure.
Sir, they say it takes 10,000 hours to master something. So why do you still suck at life?
Yeah, put down the phone, sir.
It's gone on long enough.
That was him. Done right there.
That was a shot to the heart.
For all of us, eh? You still suck at this thing called life.
You see, I had to hit him hard because I was running out of questions.
He was just staying on the line, refusing to hang up.
Yeah, no, 100%. Do you know the thing about sunscreen, eh? I don't ever remember our parents putting sunscreen on our faces. We never had sunscreen as kids. You know what sunscreen...
Darren, you know what? This is how I know that we are from different generations. Because my parents, we could not go out in the sun without sunscreen.
Nah, we... Producer Brad?
I also got sunscreen, eh?
And you know our parents, Sherlyn, they don't rub it in. They leave it just like whitely on the skin. Yeah.
All over the place.
just to make sure.
Yeah, so I can't relate, eh?
Yeah,
we had sunscreen.
I think our parents loved us.
Yeah. No, for sure. Because you know what? We never, ever, ever had sunscreen. You know what was sunscreen when we were kids?
What was sunscreen?
Dirt. Dirt. Because we used to eat dirt and it used to get on our faces and protect us from the sun.
Oh, wow.
Then we would wash it off with a garden tap. Wow, who would have thought that?
And you were in that Durban sun as well.
Yeah, yeah, it was just dirt. You got dirty and that was adequate protection.
Yeah, no,
it was mud.
Really different world.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was rough day in Pinetown, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you put your sunscreen on? Go roll around in the yard.
Go play in the dirt. You got a dirty face. Yeah, that's like a factor 45. And then we'd wash it off with a garden tap at 5 o'clock. Then we would put on our asbestos pajamas and go to bed. And that was life. That was growing up. That was my youth.